So we'll continue the Ran for just another 2 minutes to finish this thought. The Ran says, I don't understand the Ramban. Because then it turns out that Yaakov's promise wasn't really fulfilled. Most of Jewish history, the tribe of Judah did not rule. Even though the Ramban says, okay, they were all punished. Great. So the northern 10 tribes were punished, and the Asmoneans were punished. But that doesn't answer the question. If the prophet promises a person, no harm will befall you. You will not fall in the hands of your enemy. And then he does fall in their hands. Even if afterwards they get punished, okay? They did wrong. The prophet said it shouldn't happen. But the prophet's promise didn't come true. Yaakov Avinu says, you will be the leaders. And then they're not the leaders, the way the Ramban interprets it. So then I understand that the people who transgressed what the Navi said, they get punished, but then the prophecy just didn't come true. So the Ran, again, the key point that the Ran is saying now is that this isn't a commandment, it's a prophecy. I interpreted the Ramban that it's a commandment. Yaakov Avinu was saying, leave the leadership in the tribe of Judea. And so they, like every commandment, they had free will, they transgressed, that they were punished. The Ran says, no, this is not a commandment. This is a prophetic vision of what was to come. Okay, that's a point of contention. I think that the Ramban is not learning that way. So going in line with the Ran's understanding, that this is a promise, that this is a prophecy, it's not only a commandment, so then the promise was undone. Only two kings in Jewish history had David and Solomon. So that's not such a great prophecy if it only lasted for two generations. So that's why the Ran doesn't like the Ramban's pshat in the Pasuk, and we already defended the Ramban. We said the Ramban might say that it's not a prophecy as much as a commandment. And in my humble opinion, that's the simple reading of the Talmud as well, that it was a commandment. They were told to do this. Now, the fact that they chose to transgress, okay, it's like every commandment, they could choose what they do with it. So next week, we will pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, where the Ran says what he thinks is pshat in the Pasuk. So, Bezrat Hashem next week.